So the reading this morning is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verses 1 to 10. Yeah, bear with me. Forgot the reading glasses at home, but it's okay, and that is too. We're going to be okay. Okay, so 1 Samuel chapter 3 verses 1 to 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see. Oh, how ironic. I know. Okay, I'll read that again. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling, as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
Thanks, Susan. Okay, you'll have to bear with me on this next bit. Andy, we're going to play some sounds. We're not going to do many, but I just want to check how good you are at listening this morning. Anyone that knows what that is?
A duck.
A duck, right? You might have blocked ears this morning. Anyone? Any takers on what that might be?
Not over here,
so
cow.
Okay, so we can have a look. Yeah. Yay, well done. Okay. We'll have another one, shall we, while we're here? Oh, look, he's going to give away, isn't
it? Is it acid
rain? Acid rain. Should we do one more? What's that? Police car. Oh, same difference, isn't it? The blue light or whatever. No, I think that'll do for the time being. I think you all did really well on that this morning. These things that we hear and see on a regular basis are easy to distinguish. God can speak to us through many ways, through the Bible, through friends, even through people's sermons. It's amazing, isn't it? Through dreams, the Holy Spirit. But this morning, I really want to think about his voice. It says here, not everyone has heard God speak in an audible voice. But in the passage that we read, or Susan read to us this morning, it said about how God wanted to communicate with Samuel. It said, "Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, 'Here I am.' And he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am, you called me.' But Eli said, 'I didn't call you. Go back and lie down.' So he went back and laid down." He didn't recognise it as being God's voice. He thought it was Eli that was calling him. And then as it says, God called again? No, didn't hear. But Eli understood what was going on. And after three attempts, he says, yeah, go and sit down and go back. And then say, if God calls again, say, speak, for your servant is listening. And I thought, what about us? Do we hear from God? Or are we not hearing from God? Because, well, actually, we're not ready to listen. So I wonder whether I should next share this little bit. Because it's a bit difficult, because it involves Karen. And I don't really want Chris to have to do marriage counselling when he gets back. New Year marriage counselling between those two, but I think I'll share it. So I'd like to admit as well, get it all over with. This has happened on more than one occasion. Okay, so okay.
Let it out, James.
Okay.
We're listening.
Oh, you're listening, are you? Okay. Right, so sometimes Karen wants to tell me something. We're in the same room, but I'm probably doing something else, you know, watching telly, on the laptop or whatever. And Karen goes, and I go, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. And I'm totally distracted by what's going on. And then Karen says, you weren't listening at all. Oh, what? No, yeah, okay. And then there was this other occasion where Karen, we were talking, and I say, you didn't tell me. And she said, well, I told you that 2 or 3 days ago. Absolute no recognition. I've got no idea what. I'm sure you're not like that. I'm sure that's probably just us. In both of those instances, I was hearing Karen speak, but weren't paying attention. So I just wonder, if you've never heard God speak to you, I wonder whether it's like Samuel. He was there, and God was speaking, but he didn't know it was God. Or he wasn't really listening. God was saying, come on, Samuel, do it, do it, do it. But he didn't recognise he wasn't really listening. Other things going on in his mind. So I just think, if we've got so much going on in our lives, if we want to hear from God, we need to give him time. Give him time and really want to listen. Give him our full attention. And at this time, I just really want to say that God can speak to us at any time. For Samuel, it wasn't at his quiet time at 10 to 9 in the morning in his comfy chair. It was at night. And for us, it might be that God wants to get our attention and speak to us when we're doing the washing up. Or when we're driving the car. That's a bit scary, isn't it? You're going along the A14 and God wants to bring something to it. But he does, doesn't he? Have you ever done that, where you're going along and God wants to get your attention and just says, brings a name? Or, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. So I want to remind you of what Ant said, I don't know how long ago. You, Pim. When God speaks to you, he sometimes pops someone's name into your mind. If you think that's God speaking to you, maybe just send him a text. Pick the phone up. How are you doing? You don't know what's going on in their life. God does. That's just an encouragement there. So, yeah, just a few things. We need to be ready to listen. We need to give God our full attention. We need to realise that he can speak to us at any time. And when we speak to God and listen to what he has to say with us, we know how much he loves us, and we begin to understand the person he's created us to be, and then we can start to see the amazing things that he wants to do in our lives to transform us and to transform the lives of others. It says Samuel was only a young boy when he was sent to serve Eli. He wasn't necessarily the wisest, the smartest, the strongest, or the best. But despite all of that, with Eli's help, Samuel chose to stop and make himself available to listen to God. And when he did it, God told him to do some things. And he did some amazing things in the course of his life. I think sometimes we struggle to recognise God's voice when he does speak to us. Was that word or picture or voice from God really from me, or am I making it up? I don't want to spend too much time on discernment this morning. That's a whole another sermon or series or thoughts. But I just want to say God speaks to us. God speaks to us today. And it's for us to do what he says and make ourselves available. Now, last year, some of you were aware, we ran a series on God Speaks. And we used some videos by Ruthie Kim, which I found really helpful. Just a plug for Ruthie Kim, if you want to hear them, I'm sure if you get in contact with us or Chris, it'll let you pass the details on of how you can listen to them. But in one of the sessions, we were challenged to ask God a question. And I must admit, I sat there thinking, yeah, God doesn't speak to me. I don't get into all that sort of thing and have pictures and words and whatever. But we're encouraged just to sit and ask God a question and wait for an answer. Well, I thought, okay, I'm here, let's see what happens. Well, the question I asked was, how do I reach out to people in Burwell as I work from home, stuck in front of the computer or various bits and pieces? And I've shared this with a few people. Suddenly the word prayer walk came into my mind. And I don't know where that came from. And I thought, okay, that's not too bad, is it? We've got this dog now, so that's fine. I can prayer walk. Nice and easy, isn't it? And I thought, okay. But Chris encouraged us to keep on listening during the worship time. And then I had a picture of the school. And then later on, the passage from Joshua and the Battle of Jericho came to mind. Now, I'm not a spontaneous person. I have it written down here. I get a bit worried when it goes a bit off-piste and you have to come back what here. But after that service, Chris said, share with the others what you think God's saying to you. And you sit there going, I don't know about that. But I came up and shared with the people afterwards. And in that sharing, we had affirmation about doing the prayer walking. Well, I hadn't done anything about it. And as it's talking about resolutions, I thought, now's a good time to start. So from today, this week, I'm going to be walking down to the school and I should be walking around the perimeter of the school. And my question was, how do I reach out to people in the village? So as I go around, I'll be praying for the school, the teachers, the children, their families. I did a bit of a test walk with Jess earlier in the week, and as I walked around, not only is the school, but there's the sports centre, there's the library, there's Burwell Early Learners. Oh, there's so many people to pray for as you go round. It only takes about 10 minutes. And also, when I was going, you sort of walk the four corners of the compass. If you start by the front door, you're walking north. And as you walk north for a few minutes, you pray for the people this end of the village. And then you go up Bunting's Path and you face east. And you can pray for the people on Felsham Chase and all the people that way. And then you go back along Ness Road. You can pray for people down that end of the village. And then you come back to where you start. So that was to me. But I was talking to Chris and said, is that just for me? And he said, well, Joshua didn't go round the walls by himself. So I'm encouraging you, if you've got 10, 15 minutes this week, it's a bit difficult to say we'll all go, because if I say we'll go before I go to work, I don't think many people will want to meet me at 6 o'clock or something like that in the morning. So this week, if you've got 10, 15 minutes, I invite you to go down to the school and pray for the children, pray for the village, that people that God will speak to them. If you can't do that, and you're online, and you're miles away, just spend 10, 15 minutes praying for this village, praying for the children, praying for people. Encourage you. And he said that he did it for, Joshua did it for 7 days. So if you work out today's Sunday, you've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On Saturday, if you want to come and join me, I'm going to be down there at 10:30. So I encourage you, come down. We'll meet outside the front of the school, 10:30. We'll do a walk and a prayer, and then maybe we'll go to the coffee shop, have a coffee, and talk about what we've prayed about. Maybe God will speak to you. It seems really strange what God... Sometimes he speaks in unusual ways, but I think, you know, you need to trust. And that was just for me. So I've shared that. God can speak to you. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But we've spoken a lot about listening. So I'm going to do a short test to make sure that you've got the idea about listening. So I hope you're ready. It's just one question. Once you know the answer, don't shout it out. But maybe you just raise your hand that you understand what the answer to the question is. And we'll see how good you are at listening. So I'm going to give you a little test. Okay, are you all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, just make sure you're not asleep. Okay, so you are driving a bus to Cambridge. And at the stop here, at the front of the chapel, 5 people get on. You're going to drive it down a causeway. 2 mums get on with 4 children. At the top of Hall Lane, there's a young couple, and they struggle to get on. They've got huge suitcases. No one gets on at Reach. That don't surprise you, does it? But an elderly couple hop on the bus when we get to Swaffham Prior. And so you continue driving until you get to Cambridge, picking up more people as you go along. And when you get to Cambridge, you've driven about 20 miles and have got 45 passengers. How old's the bus driver?
Older than when he started.
Yes, your age.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Thank you for answering the question. Yes. Okay. Were you listening? Right at the beginning. You are driving a bus to Cambridge. Right at the beginning was the instructions. Yeah, so easy, isn't it? You start to listen. I'm just thinking, that's just a little example. When God speaks to us, are we really listening, or are we doing what I do when Karen talks and I'm watching the telly? Yes, dear. Karen's talking, not going in. I just want to encourage you, sort of at the start of the year, about listening to God.